The bottom line is, you never know. You can be denied a reference or unnecessarily complicate the paperwork related to your stock options and pension plan. Or you could miss a chance to turn a former employer into a client. Your columnist, a guest Bartleby, has no immediate plans to leave her current job. But if she ever did and was asked to participate in an exit interview, she would agree to do so and would advise you to do the same. As in any breakup, the one with an employer involves dealing with elusive concepts such as decorum. It's not you, it's me. Or closure. Thank you for everything. It is also transactional. As such, it pays not to be too candid. Whether the process happens over the phone, on Zoom, in person, or in an online form, refrain from speaking your mind too freely. It is better to be excited about your new chapter than to unleash vitriol on colleagues who are unkind or censorious over the years. Being too diplomatic is safer unless it devolves into insincere platitudes. This place is toxic, is bad. The thing I admire about the leadership team is their long-term vision, maybe worse. To strike the right balance, it is useful to think of the exit interview as a performance appraisal in reverse. Outlining what you enjoyed most about the place, the pay, the camaraderie, or the coffee is a good place to start. Explaining what drew you to another employer can be particularly instructive. Gentle suggestions about what you would improve are fair game. Always remember that notes from the interview are official documentation that can be reviewed. Whatever you do, do not post rude comments about your former employer on social media. In his book Liar's Poker, Michael Lewis tells the story of a senior trader quitting Salomon Brothers after being offered much more money by Goldman Sachs. His managers pleaded for him to stay, invoking loyalty to the firm. The trader retorted that if they wanted loyalty, they should have hired a Cocker Spaniel. But a good exit interview should be about mutual graciousness when neither party has anything else to lose. For an employee to deny such a conference shows pettiness and resentment. For a good company, it is one last chance to leave a good impression. If you decide to part ways, why not do so on amicable terms?